That poem was criticized somewhere for what the critic felt was an exaggerated comparison of myself and other young nurses with guards at Dachau. But what I'm saying is that the love of order for its own sake, like the glorification of obedience for its own sake, is at the root of only mildly inhumane behavior, such as ours was, which wouldn't even be characterized as inhumane until you really thought about it and how lacking in gentleness and compassion, and how not patient oriented it was, but order oriented our behavior was trained to be. I can't remember how I started my sentence, but that kind of behavior, while mild in itself, in the scale of wrongdoing, is rooted in those same beliefs in order and obedience as virtues for their own sakes, that the most heinous behavior of soldiers and bomber pilots and Dachau guards. I wasn't saying that we were to be fully equated with guards at Dachau, only that our behavior was rooted in the same beliefs. Not even beliefs, but attitudes. I think maybe this would be a good prelude to another poem I want to read. I'm going to turn to some typescripts now, poems that are not in a book, although some have been in magazines. This poem was one of those that came out of my experience a year ago when I cancelled my reading here because I had the opportunity to go to Hanoi. And the Poetry Center was extremely gracious about my last-minute cancellation. So this is kind of, you know, this visit now is kind of a make-up visit for what I was supposed to come do last year. Out of my visit to Hanoi came a number of poems, one of which I wanted to read tonight and can't find, but I have three others that I am going to read to you. And one of the things that I did there, not to me the most important thing I did there, not the most striking and moving by any means, although the one which TV interviewers and people like that most wanted to hear about when I came back, was to visit a prisoner of war compound and talk to some pilots. And 10 days or so after I had returned, I was on a TV program in Boston, a sort of talk show type of thing where all the other people were relatives of POWs. And one of them was a very lovely and friendly lady called Mrs. Brown. And the poem came out of having seen the pilots and also from meeting Mrs. Brown, who was the mother of a prisoner of war. I hadn't met her son. I hadn't met the relatives of any of those people that I saw in the television studio. The pilots. Incidentally, this begins in the present tense, and I'm thinking of changing the R in the first line to were, now that they are not prisoners any longer. I think I'll read it like that. Because they were prisoners, because they were polite and friendly and lonesome and homesick, because they said, yes, they knew the names of the bombs they dropped, but didn't say whether they understood what these bombs are designed to do to human flesh. And because I didn't ask them, being unable to decide whether to ask would serve any purpose other than cruelty. And because since then I met Mrs. Brown, the mother of one of their fellow prisoners, and loved her, for she has the same loving kindness in her that I saw in Vietnamese women, and men too. And because my hostility left the room and wasn't there when I thought I needed it, while I was drinking tea with the POWs. Because of all these reasons, I hope they were truly as ignorant, as unawakened as they seemed. I hope their chances in life up to this point have been poor. I hope they can truly be considered victims of the middle America they come from, their American Legionnaire fathers, their macho high schools, their dull, skimped freshman English courses. For if they did understand precisely what they were doing, and did it anyway, and would do it again, then I must learn to distrust my own preference for trusting people. Then I must learn to question my own preference for liking people. Then I must learn to keep my hostility chained to me so it won't leave me when I need it. And if it is proved to me that these men understood their acts, how shall I ever again be able to meet the eyes of Mrs. Brown?